This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And live from Salem, State Senator David Brock Smith getting ready for tonight's event with lawmakers coming down from the Joint Ways and Means Committee. They'll be at Jacoby Auditorium, 5 o'clock tonight. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So, of course, the event this evening in Roseburg, a lot of attention and a lot of lawmakers coming to Douglas County. That is a rarity.
It is a rarity. I'm excited that we have the Joint Ways and Means Committee coming to Douglas County to, as you said, the Jacoby Auditorium tonight at 5 o'clock for the public hearing for Ways and Means, which is, of course, the Joint Committee of 23 legislators that control the purse strings for the entire state and resources, really the taxpayer dollars, and what those resources go to fund.
So talk about how the evening is going to work. Just a two-hour event, so sounds like it's going to move pretty fast.
It is. Because of the number of people that wish to testify in front of the Ways and Means Committee, the testimony will more than likely be limited to 2 minutes per person. There's a number of groups that will be presenting, of course, in front of the Ways and Means Committee, just individuals in general with their budget priorities for the state, of course, focusing on the region in Douglas County, Roseburg, and Southwest Oregon in District 1.
And we've got a link up at 541radio.com if people want to sign up to testify. So what are the other big highlights, things that have been going on this week in Salem?
This last Monday, I passed one of my pieces of legislation, Senate Bill 872. Of course, it's focused on forest management and wildfire mitigation. It has the State Forestry Department work with, of course, the Douglas Forest Protection Association and the Coos Forest Protection Association, as well as the the U.S. Forest Service, to increase forest thinning, reduce ladder fuels and other hazardous fuel loads, help restore natural meadowlands that are within our forest, increase the biomass utilization within the forest, increase the post-fire disturbance recovery and restoration activities, so the salvage that that does not occur because of really the environmental for-profit nonprofits that don't allow that to happen, and basically have the feds fund it. And all of these activities really within the rural communities and our wildland-urban interfaces within our rural communities, because that is where wildfire is most impactful to burn homes and engage in our rural communities. It's important that we protect those WUIs, and I'm trying to focus what's called Good Neighbor Authority, which is a piece of legislation that I passed in 2018 that has the State Forestry Department work with the U.S. Forest Service to engage in forest thinning and logging within the wildland urban interfaces, so that we can reduce those ladder fuels and hazard systems because of the overgrown forests within the Forest Service areas.
And obviously, we're just around the corner from getting to warmer weather, and so the thoughts about fires late spring and into the summer are kind of starting to be out there.
Well, they are, and especially considering the amount of rain that we've had so late in the season, you have a situation where you never know what's going to be a good or bad fire year. But what we do know is, and to mitigate wildfire, and the best practice to mitigate wildfire is to do, logging and thinning projects within the within the forest system. I mean, the federal government is the bad neighbor. 80% of the wildfires and the acres burned in Oregon are on federal lands. Of the 20% that are on private lands, 15% of those acres burned on private lands are because of wildfires that come off federal land. And of the 5% that are on private lands that start on private lands, they're kept to less than 100 acres because of the managed resource. And so the science proves that managing the resource and having the thinning and the trees and being managed in such a manner that there is not the ladder fuels and the ability for those wildfires to get out of control, it's proven. So that's really the focus of this piece of legislation. There's others moving in this, but there's some bad bills out there too, Kyle. There's 2005, which many constituents have reached out that it's kind of a omnibus gun bill from in the House at the moment that would make registration necessary for 3D printed guns. It would not allow anyone over 18 to buy certain firearms, like and then it also would expand the opportunity for local jurisdictions and public jurisdictions to create gun-free zones, which is very problematic. The legislative council all but said that it was unconstitutional when it came out of Ways and Means. There's 2002 that's in the House that is a horrible bill with regards to abortion and gender-affirming care. And then there's Senate Bill 348 in the Senate that is basically Measure 114 implementation with a lot more into it that is very problematic. So we're fighting a good fight, if you will, every day. The Senate is still reading bills. We are still pulling bills to the floor to discuss our Republican priorities, and the Democrats are not very happy about it.
All right, we're going to stop right there for now. He's up in Salem now, but we'll be down in Douglas County tonight along with all the other lawmakers, 5 to 7 at Jacobia Auditorium. State Senator David Brock Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.